Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You are listening to Zlines with Trista and Angus. In local news, a large tree fell across a major Brisbane road early this morning, completely blocking both lanes of traffic. The incident occurred on Vulture Street near the intersection with Boundary Street at West End. Police have blocked both sides while they await for crew to clear the path. The blockage is expected to cause major traffic delays for schools, including Brisbane State High and West End State School. Motorists are advised to avoid the area and seek alternative routes. In more local news, investigations are underway to identify the source of the invasive pests encroaching onto the sand island of Kagari, with scientists and First Nation owners conducting soil sampling on visiting vehicles. Researchers are looking to prevent the introduction of seeds, debris, and weeds, and particularly the plant pathogen Phytophthora, which causes significant dieback in flora. Environmental scientists are urging visitors to clean their cars before traveling to the island. In national news, police have charged a New South Wales nurse who was stood down from her duties after a social media post revealed that she refused to treat Israeli patients. Sarah Abu Lebdeh was arrested on Tuesday night and charged with three offenses, including threatening violence and using a carriage service to threaten to kill and to menace. In the footage, she and fellow Bankstown hospital worker Ahmad Rashad Nadir allegedly bragged about refusing to treat Israeli patients, killing them and saying they would go to hell. Nadir hasn't been charged and is yet to be investigated.
In more national news, complaints about unregistered health practitioners have risen nationally over the past year as state governments grapple with regulating the industry. Despite state health ministers unanimously agreeing to enact stricter regulations in 2015, Tasmania and the Northern Territory are yet to implement the proposed changes. The Northern Territory Commissioner says the vast majority of all complaints are about unregistered providers, compared to other states whose complaints only total 4-6%. Unregistered health practitioners cost Australians millions each year, with the affected experiencing significant health and financial costs. In international news, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has made a final statement at his impeachment trial, defending the martial law decree he declared in December. He said he declared the law because he was desperate and could no longer neglect the crisis his country was facing, denying any wrongdoing and blaming the main Liberal opposition for the crisis. Thousands of South Koreans marched on Parliament to protest the declaration hours after it was made. If Yoon is removed from office, a national election must take place within 2 months to find his successor. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your Zlines for today. We'll be back at 8 a.m. with tomorrow's news. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.